I'm in the nerve centre. The nerve centre of the One Love Festival, which is normally actually a studio, quite a select studio, Superhet. If you Google Superhet Music, or go to Twitter, Superhet Music on Twitter, and you'll see the account, which will lead you to the base station of both Dave and Joe. Twitter names, please.
Dave Cowshed.
Joe Beffert.
And you guys have invited me to come to your family farm.
It is indeed our family farm. And we're hosting One Love Festival.
First time?
Very first time.
How long has One Love Festival been going? I did see a 2010 T-shirt earlier on.
This is its seventh year of operation, in fact. So it's got a keen following.
Did you approach them or did they approach you?
Actually, the promoter, Dan, found me. I was quite surprised, actually, at getting the call. It was all like a bit touch and go. It was a bit last minute, but we pulled it all through.
An experiment.
Yes, I would say so.
And obviously a learning curve, I imagine, with the million and one ridiculous and random things that are likely to go wrong. I mean, it is only day one, evening one.
Yes, evening one, and yes, I already have been firefighting things since early this week. In many ways, actually, today seems somewhat calmer, although it doesn't look like it.
Joe, you've been plugging stuff in, unplugging stuff, mounting cameras on top of cameras. What's going on in the other room?
Yeah, there's a lot of fun going on here in the studio. So alongside the festival, we're planning to host interviews with interesting people and also hopefully some performances with people that want to come in and do something for us in a live lounge kind of setting. So, yeah, we've just been putting together some gear and setting up all the cameras and the mics and everything, and we're all good to go.
Brilliant. I hear Radio 1 are actually going to be here doing some... BBC Radio. I don't know
who it is. Yeah, BBC Three Counties. Yeah, they're doing a radio broadcast of the main stage tomorrow, I think it is. And, yeah.
Cool. To further the theme of experimentation, you've invited me along to hopefully capture and share, maybe even conduct a few of those interviews. We've just been wandering around now and it's a buzz. It's brilliant. I'm looking around and there's so many interesting people, fascinating things, great smells, which are harder to share. The food here is amazing. The music itself, is it something you are familiar with?
It's something I'm familiar with. My dad's a big reggae fan, so I've heard quite a lot of reggae and dub sounds throughout my life. But it's something that, I couldn't give you a catalogue of all my favourite artists. It's something that I appreciate, but admittedly, I'm not the biggest fan.
Give me a generic breakdown of the differences between reggae, ska, and dub. I'm just watching Dave put his head in his hands now.
Genre defining. Oh, yeah. So awful.
Because I've had some dubstep, there's all kinds of weird bolt-ons for the word dub.
There's a lot. Yeah, I mean, one of the big definitions of dub, something that my dad always told me, was that the bass is used as an aggressive weapon. You know, it's all about the bass and about the low end and making people, you know, ripple with the sound waves. So it's all about that. And, when it comes to reggae, it's very much about groove and being laid back and those kind of sounds. And ska was a lot more brass and up-tempo. And, you know, it's all about partying and dancing, that sort of thing.
Now, Dave, the studio used to be called Cowshed. It's now called Superhet. Or the whole enterprise, I believe, is called Superhet. Is that right?
Yeah, the production company is called Superhet.
It's still Cowshed Studio, then?
Well, yeah, the studio is still the Cowshed, and the cows, they haven't come back.
Well, maybe after the festival.
Possibility.
Have you had much reggae recorded in here?
No, actually, I'd say that we've had no reggae recorded in here.
Oh, this is where you change all that, then.
It is. I'm very much looking forward to meeting some artists to come in here and we can make a change for that.
Perfect opportunity to drop some names now. Who's going to be here?
We're hoping to get Bunny Lee into the studio, who is a big-time legendary reggae producer.
Didn't they make a film about him not so long ago?
Yeah, I think it's called I Am the Gorgon, and he's here at the festival promoting that as well, so we're really looking forward to seeing that. And it's all about his life from the birth of his career up till now.
Fantastic. I did actually see, I see we're being coy around who is and isn't here at the moment, because there might be some like announcements later on. I did see a list earlier on and I had a Google, and there are some people from kind of the birth of the movement. Yeah, I mean, how do you get the, I guess, how do Love Festival, sorry, One Love Festival, get those people involved?
Well, I haven't known Dan for long, so I haven't seen his special ways, as it were. But I think, you know, the lineup this year is, you know, very, very impressive. And I think that they've built on a, you know, a quality heritage this time, so that they can get some people as big as the Scatterlites to headline.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm really looking forward to, well, educating myself. I did do a search in my iTunes library, and I had probably about 8 hours of reggae, ska and dub, which wasn't bad, and my research was just having that in a folder, looping it for a while. I probably should have done more Googling, so this is definitely going to be an educational process for me as well. Can we reward somebody for listening this far into our conversation? Have you got any giveaways that you can dish out?
I think I can. I think a couple of full weekend passes, including camping.
But they're sold out.
Indeed.
Probably because you bunched a cupboard behind the cupboard. Okay, so a couple of weekend passes. Let's see. What do you have to do? You have to tweet to at SuperhetMusic on Twitter, and you have to tell them why you want these two weekend passes. Ideally, if you are listening to this, you're probably going to be some kind of appreciator of media being shared through a mobile device, so please do bring your mobile device and batteries and share all you can from here, should you be the winner. We're not saying that's you know, we're only going to give it to a blogger, but we'll put everybody's name in a hat with the awesomest responses, and we will pull a name out. Does that sound fair?
That sounds very fair.
Indeed. Cool.
Thanks fair. A lot, guys. Good luck. I know you're itching to get out there and see what else you can firefight and possibly, in my case, eat.